Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. This is day three as we talk about you and God's purpose for your life. Let me jump straight to the text in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, one of the more popular Bible verses out there and often used inappropriately. But listen to the text. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Let me say that again. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God's purpose is that you would have an opportunity to succeed wildly. Has it ever occurred to you that there are no problems that God cannot solve? There are no circumstances that escape His wonderful attention, and there's no future that can't be adapted to His plan. God, our Creator, is never ever surprised. He's never in need of being more greatly educated and never in doubt. His way is perfect. And as we are created in His image, He has drawn a map for us. Each of us have been given unique gifts, we've been given unique strengths, and we've been given some unique challenges. In the difficult turns of our life, we may struggle, we may misunderstand, and then at times we might even blame God. You know, you don't know the end of the story, but He does. You think what you face is unfair and that God not only doesn't make sense, but is untrustworthy, but we do not know what He knows. But you don't see. We don't see. I don't see. And that's a problem because we see an ending and bring closure in our brains to every conversation. And we do so oftentimes without counting on His faithfulness. You just haven't come to that part of the story yet. You know the beginning of the story. You're living in the present of the story. But what about the future? God's purpose, God's plan for you is that's the part God understands. So hold on. Trust your loving Creator's promise that His plan is ideal, that it is perfect, it is good for you, and will bring glory to Him. Maybe our prayer today in this time of meditation might be, Lord, I love You and I trust You. I know You have good things, peace, and blessings for me. Help me to trust, and let me trust You through the challenges that are in my future, especially the ones You have prepared that I have not created. My friend, let's take a couple of deep breaths and get ready to meditate today. You ready? Let's draw another one in and send that oxygen to where your soul needs it most, maybe down in the nooks and crannies of the marrow where you just need a little fresh air and a fresh wind to blow into your life. Here you go. And like usually, start off by telling the Lord something you're grateful for right now. What's one thing you're grateful for right now? And just finish the sentence. Lord, right now in my life, I am grateful for, and then finish the sentence. And now, in today's meditation, I want to invite you to ask the Lord for these three things and trust that you'll have the ability to hear His voice, receive His promptings, and move in the direction He has for you. So number one, Lord, since You know the plans for me, would You give me greater faith, greater wisdom to walk in that plan? Number two, Lord, I believe You when You say there are plans for good and not for disaster. So would You grow inside of me a desire to handle the challenges that are before me in the way that You would? And number three, God, I trust You with my future, but would You fill me with hope? Would You fill me with the ability to have great faith that indeed I am going to walk with You and You are going to carry me through this time? And I will be able to look back and see Your hand at work in my life. Friend, I want to give you 90 seconds to just stop. Quietude and solitude in your life is a time to stop, to get off of the hamster wheel of life and stop the the noise of this world and step into God's favorite room and sit in His favorite chair with Him and listen to what He has to say to you. Be ready. Prepare your soul for His prompting and His direction and His guidance and His tug, and then allow Him to pull you or push you as He needs be to get you into His purpose. I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back, and I trust that in that time you have been able to hear from the Lord and recognize His voice and the promptings in your life so that He might be able to use you in such an extraordinary way. I want to leave you with this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, where the scripture says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." My friend, God's purpose in your life is to recognize that you are a new person in Him. The old life is gone and that your new life has begun. Go live your best new life. And thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 of God's purpose.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.